Europe. Radio Liberty.
More of Acoustic Cafe is on the way after the news on VOA Music Mix.
Nigerian suicide bomber kills 7 at an ATM. Ebola deaths approach 5,000. Bill Michaels reporting from Washington. Police in Nigeria say a suicide bomber has killed at least 7 people and an automated teller machine in the country's northeast. Police say they believe a female suicide bomber carried out the attack Friday and say they have arrested 4 other suspects. Police spokesman Mohammed Haruna says at least 10 people were injured in the blast, which went off at a branch of the First Bank of Nigeria. The World Health Organization says the death toll from the Ebola crisis has risen to 4,960, with more than 13,200 others infected with the disease. Health officials say while the death toll continues to rise, the rate of increase has declined. U.S. President Barack Obama has authorized the U.S. military to deploy up to 1,500 more troops in Iraq in a non-combat role. VOA's Carla Babb has more from the Pentagon.
The U.S. military's expanded mission in Iraq will total up to about 3,100 American troops spread across the country. A senior administration official says the coalition will set up 2 advise and assist operation centers, one likely in Anbar province, an area intensely embroiled in the fight against Islamic State, and another likely in northern Baghdad province. With the aid of U.S. airstrikes, Iraqi forces have dealt a number of blows to Islamic State militants in recent weeks. Islamic State fighters have lost a string of towns near the Syrian border, and last week, Iraqi forces recaptured the town of Jerf el-Sakr, about 60 kilometers southwest of Baghdad. Carla Babb, VOA News, The Pentagon.
This is VOA News. President Barack Obama says the American people sent a clear message in this week's elections that they want Washington to deliver for them, and says he's willing to work with both parties to do just that. Mr. Obama held his first face-to-face talks with congressional leaders Friday since Republicans seized control of the Senate and tightened their grip on the House in Tuesday's vote. The president said the American people are frustrated by the gridlock in Washington.
The American people just want to see work done here in Washington. I think they're frustrated by the gridlock. They'd like to see more cooperation. And I think all of us have the responsibility, me in particular, to try to make that happen.
He spelled out 3 areas where he says Congress can work together: emergency funding to fight Ebola, a budget for 2015, and providing another $5.6 billion to confront the threat by Islamic State. Mr. Obama said he's committed to judging ideas on whether they work and not as Democrat or Republican proposals. After the meeting, Republican House Speaker John Boehner issued a statement saying he made it clear to the president that jobs and the economy are the American people's top priority. NATO says it has seen a large buildup of armored vehicles on the Russian side of the border with Ukraine. NATO sources said Friday that the vehicles appeared to be unmanned. However, a spokesperson said they represent a potential for significant reinforcements of heavy weapons to the Ukrainian separatists. Earlier Friday, Ukraine said Russia had sent dozens of tanks, heavy weapons, ammunition, and soldiers into Kremlin-backed eastern Ukraine. Ukraine's National Security and Defense Council spokesman Andriy Lysenko said in a televised briefing that at least 32 tanks, 16 howitzer artillery systems, and 30 trucks loaded with ammunition and fighters from Russia crossed into separatist-held Ukrainian territory Thursday. Mexico's government says 3 Guerrero Unidos gang suspects have admitted killing 43 missing students after police handed the students over to the gang in the southern state of Guerrero September 26th. The attorney general said evidence points to the students being killed and their bodies burned near a municipal garbage dump. Their remains were thrown into a river. Dozens of people have been arrested in connection with the kidnapping. The UN Security Council has imposed sanctions on Yemen's former president, Ali Abdullah Saleh, and 2 Yemeni Shiite Muslim leaders for threatening Yemen's peace and stability. Sponsored by the United States, the sanctions include a worldwide travel ban and freezing of foreign assets. Reporting from Washington, I'm Bill Michaels, and this is VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
We're starting the second hour of Acoustic Cafe now. I'm Rob Reinhart. For fans of the Atlanta, Georgia-based band Manchester Orchestra, that's been around about a decade, you now have a second shot at their album called Cope, which they put out earlier this year. Now they are retreating it in an acoustic fashion on an album called Hope, a recreation of Cope from earlier this year. Let's listen to Manchester Orchestra now and the song called Top Notch on Acoustic Cafe.
It's two twin deaf kids and they've got a man. An ungodly decision. They decide which one gets to leave this place and which one will forsake it to make it. Kid says in this temporal tone, I don't think there's a way to resolve it. We should wrap both these towels round up blistering bones and wait it out in the closet. This girl looks him up and down and prophesies how all the beach should end. He said we're buried underneath the yard and no all that I know's no way to fix it. All that I know's no way to fix it. All that I know's no way to fix it. All that I know's no way to fix it.
Driving through the streets tonight, it's hard, I got the windows down. I wish I could call you, I wish you were still around. Nothing much left in the tank, somehow this thing still drives. It forgot what it needed, but somehow still survives. And all the walls we build, they must come down. Hey, you're my wrecking ball, won't you come and maybe knock me down? Hey, you're my wrecking ball, won't you come and maybe knock me down? Hey, You're my wrecking ball. Won't you come and knock me down? Come and knock me down. Come and knock me down tonight. Lying in the bed at night, feeling like I'm somebody else. My thoughts inside my head get lost inside the haunted house. Everyone I used to know left their dreams by the door. I accidentally kick them, that's how I can tell you're still not sure. And all the walls we build, they rise and they fall. But hey, you're my wrecking ball, won't you come and maybe knock me down? Hey, you're my wrecking ball, won't you come and maybe knock me down? Hey, you're my wrecking ball, won't you come and maybe knock me down? Hey, you're my wrecking ball, won't you come and knock me down? Come and knock me down. Come and knock me down tonight. Come and knock me down, come and knock me down. Come and knock me down tonight. Come and knock me down, come and knock me down. Come and knock me down tonight. Come and knock me down, come and knock me down. Come and knock me down tonight. Driving through the streets tonight, it's hard, I've got the windows down. I wish I could call you, I wish you were still around.
The new album from Ryan Adams is really a rock record. Self-titled release, California rock record, but there are a couple of brilliant little acoustic moments on there, like that one, as good as anything he's done in his 20-year career, My Wrecking Ball from Ryan Adams. We started the hour with Top Notch, which is a song from Manchester Orchestra that appears twice this year, once on an album called Cope earlier in the year, and now they are retreating the entire album on an album called Hope. We heard the acoustic version of Top Notch. In January of 2015, Girls in Peacetime Want to Dance will be released by Bell and Sebastian. That is the new record coming. We should have music shortly. Okay. Let's go back to last year's album, which actually was a collection of B-sides and things that had remained unreleased. It was called The Third Eye Center. The song here is called I Believe in Traveling Light from Bell and Sebastian on Acoustic Cafe.
Shimmering traveling light, echoing love at first sight. Waking up the darkest night, waiting for a traveling light. Though the sun has yet to appear, inkling faint perception is near. Blooded, battered in the dew, leaves and trees are calling you, waiting for my traveling light. Shimmer in, traveling by. Magical waves under the sky. She knows no time, she knows no bounds. Come and clear beneath the cloud, destination here and now. I behold traveling
your pretty little feet. Mama's gonna glove your little hands, and I'm gonna kiss your ruby red lips.
Joe Armstrong of Green Day and Norah Jones together recreated an album from the early 1960s from the Everly Brothers. That original album was nothing but classic country and folk traditionals. And on the new album For Everly last year, Billy Joe and Norah did songs like that one called Who's Gonna Shoe Your Pretty Little Feet? Their voices blending perfectly on the album called For Everly. Which means that Norah Jones has gone a long time without actually putting out original material. This year, she put out an album with her friends Catherine Popper and Sasha Dobson under the name Puss in Boots. That album was mostly covers, but each member did contribute one original song, at least one. And this is the one that Norah Jones did, so this is the only original song that she has put out in the last few years. It is called You Don't Know What It Means, performed live for us at Acoustic Cafe.
Hey!
project started about 2008 called Puss in Boots. That is Nora Jones, Catherine Popper, and Sasha Dobson. We recorded them live for Acoustic Cafe earlier this year, and they put out an album called No Fools, No Fun, their first album as Puss in Boots, and that is the one Nora Jones original that is on the record called You Don't Know What It Means on Acoustic Cafe. And just ahead on the show, we have more details about our Ann Arbor Folk Festival getaway, more artists who will be there, plus new field report and another covers collection.
This ain't your grandfather's VOA.
VOA Music Mix.
You're broken the speed of the sand of loneliness. Yeah, I've been running just beyond it.
This year celebrates the 30th anniversary of John Prine's own label called Oh Boy Records. Long before every artist had their own label, even long before Ani DeFranco started her Righteous Babe label, Prine and his manager decided it was time to get off the major label train and start their own. And that's where they've been since 1984's album called Aimless Love. The next album, German Afternoons, contained the song you're hearing now called Speed of the Sound of Loneliness. And that's the first song a 16-year-old Minnie Driver taught herself to play. Of course, Minnie would go on to star in many movies, but she has also continued with a music career and has just released a covers collection called Ask Me to Dance. Here's Minnie's version of Prine's classic on Acoustic Cafe.
Come on, late, and come home early. Come on big when you're feeling small. You come home straight and you come home curly. Sometimes you don't come home at all. What in the world has come over you? What in heaven's name? Broken the speed of the sound of loneliness. Out there running just to be on the run. I got a heart that burns with a fever. I got a worried and a jealous mind. The sound of loneliness. Out there running just to be on the run. It's a mighty mean, dreadful sorrow. Cross the evil line today. Speed of the sound of loneliness. Out there running just to be on the run. You've broken the speed of the sound of
Jane was working for the airline. And and she burns me up to business. She feels the thrill of every liftoff in her heart and chest. She smelled like saffron glow. Go, I love Jane Harvey once. The fall fell from Augustine, petals all dried up. We're always finding old lives to run away from. Said he fixed the dicks, the shot, sons of war and the rest. Jane caught me, rolled my eyes, and made up constellation of unicorns with Roman candle horn approximation. God came on, cautioning the wind. Jane strapped in, looked into my eyes. And I watched his fall breath cascading over nothing. And I was feeling marigold and glad. Started to believe it. Now, yeah, started to believe.
This new album from Field Report. It's called Mira Golden. That is the title track on Acoustic Cafe. Chris Porterfield is the guy behind Field Report, the songwriter, and the guy who comes up with all the ideas. It is a quartet at this point doing music as Field Report. We also heard a cover of a John Prine classic from 1986 called Speed of the Sound of Loneliness. The definitive female version was done by Nancy Griffith back in 1992. However, another version, beautiful, from Minnie Driver, from her new covers collection, which is called Ask Me to Dance. We've been telling you on the show today about the 38th Annual Ann Arbor Folk Festival. That's going to be at the end of January, January 30 and 31. And it is our fifth annual Folk Festival getaway here on the program. For those who've done it before, let me just tell you very quickly, you can register for our escape by simply sending me an email, rob@acafe.com. And put the words Folk Festival in the subject line. If you want more details about it, you can go to acafe.com. I'll tell you quickly, it's tickets to both nights of the festival, $1,000 towards your travel expenses to get to the festival, two nights hotel accommodations. You even get to come to some in-studio sessions that we'll be doing with Acoustic Cafe that weekend. Here's one of the artists who will be playing at the show. His name is Laith Alsadi. He is a Michigan native. Now, a couple of weeks ago on the program, we had Judith Owen. She brought the legendary bass player Lee Sklar along. Well, Laith went out to Southern California, where Lee is based, and then they got more of Lee's friends to come on board, like the legendary drummer Jim Keltner, the legendary pianist Larry Goldings, Jimmy Vivino, Gambino on guitar, and many others. Let's listen to a track from the new EP called Real. This is Gone on Acoustic Cafe.
Gone, gone, babe, I'm gone. Oh, Lord, got to keep moving on. I'm so tired of waiting so long. Babe, I'm gone, gone, gone. Here now, mama, don't you treat me right. You smell like liquor, you've been out all night. I'll do my best to keep out of sight. In the morning, maybe I'll be gone. Gone, gone, babe, I'm gone. Oh, Lord, got to keep moving on. I'm so tired of waiting so long. Babe, I'm gone, gone, gone. Hey, Jack, don't look back. The train left the station on a one-way track. Spend all your days in that whiskey shack. You'll be drinking till you're gone, gone, gone. Gone, gone, babe, I'm gone. Oh, Lord, got to keep moving on. I'm so tired of waiting so long. Babe, I'm gone, gone, gone. Jack, don't look back. The train left the station on a one-way track. Spend all your nights in that whiskey shack. You'll be dreaming you was gone, gone, gone. Gone, gone, babe, I'm gone. Oh, Lord, got to keep moving on. I'm so tired of waiting so long. Babe, I'm gone, 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 babe, I'm gone. Oh, Lord, got to keep moving on. I'm so tired of waiting so long. Babe, I'm gone, gone, gone. Babe, I'm gone, gone, gone. Oh, babe, I'm gone.
Heart on the run, keeps a hand on the gun. You can't trust anyone. I was so sure what I needed was more. Tried to shoot out the sun. Days when we raced, we flew off the page. Such damage. I made it through, 'cause somebody knew I was meant for someone. So girl, leave your boots by the bed. We ain't leaving this room. But someone thank you.
cover me up and know you're enough to use me for good. Put your faith to the test when I tore off your dress in Richmond all night. I sobered up and I swore off that stuff forever this time. The old lover's sing. Till you came along. So girl, hang your dress up to dry. We ain't leaving this room. The Percy priest breaks open wide and the river this house on the stones like a piece of driftwood. Cover me up and know you're enough to use me for good.
Swept the awards at the Americana Music Awards this year. Jason Isbell from his album Southeastern. I think he took Artist of the Year. I think that took Song of the Year. It's called Cover Me Up on Acoustic Cafe. Jason, along with his wife Amanda Shires, will be a part of the 38th Annual Ann Arbor Folk Festival. And before that, we also heard Laith Al-Saadi. He'll be there too from his L.A.-produced album called Real and the song called Gone. You can find out more information about that folk festival contest again by going to acafe.com. And it's all laid out for you there. And just ahead, it's the latest McCartney reissue and more with our in-studio guest, Kat Edmonds.
Our mission statement.
Play the world's best variety.
VOA Music Mix.
You're listening to Acoustic Cafe. I'm Rob Reinhart. The latest two reissues from the Paul McCartney Archive Collection just came out this week. Paul McCartney reissuing all of his solo stuff, the post-Beatles stuff. And this week, Venus and Mars and Wings at the Speed of Sound came out. So now we're into that mid-70s period after they firmly established themselves as a band with the Band on the Run album. Venus and Mars came out in 1975. At the Speed of Sound came out in 76. Let's go to this one from Venus and Mars, which is taking that old Beatles formula of imitating music from early in the 20th century. The song You Gave Me the Answer on Acoustic Cafe.
Same. invites them in for a cup of tea. And I love you, and you seem to like, you seem to like, you seem to like me.
DeFranco's brand new album, which is called Allergic to Water, the song Woe Be Gone on Acoustic Cafe. Ani DeFranco joining other greats like Amos Lee and Buffy St. Marie, the legendary Buffy St. Marie. They'll all be at the same place, the Ann Arbor Folk Festival, the 38th annual. And of course, our giveaway is on. If you would like to get registered for our weekend for two at the Ann Arbor Folk Festival, January 30 and 31, 2015, just drop me an email, put Folkfest in the subject line, send it to rob@acafe.com. You can see all the neat stuff you can win by going to acafe.com, acafe.com. And again, if you just want to register, go ahead. Send me an email, rob@acafe.com. Put Folkfest in the subject line. And let's continue now with more with our in-studio guest on the program this week, talking about songs on her new album called The Big Picture and playing some of them as well. This is Kat Edmondson and a song called All the Way. From our in-studio guest on Acoustic Cafe this week, Kat Edmondson.
The two preceding albums, as you mentioned, I mean, really, the constraints of independent production, there they are. You know, you do what you can.
Mm-hmm.
The big picture now, that, of course, arrives on a label, mm-hmm. and a big one mm-hmm. at that. But as somebody who was really doing a DIY career,
mm-hmm.
you know, now a team has assembled, and that's a different thing.
Yeah.
Is it hard to sort of release some of that? I mean, you were doing everything.
Yeah, it's really hard. It's much harder than you would think, actually. I've struggled with it quite a bit, and I've tried to pinpoint exactly why. I was actually thinking about it today, and I thought, for so long, I operated as this loner underdog. And anyone that I could win over for support was great. I was constantly, like, spreading the good news, you know, the good word, and then follow me, I know the way, you know? But I was alone, and there was power and strength in that, and it was something to believe in. It's like, I'm all alone, and I'm gonna do this. And it's different on this huge label, with this big management team, and a huge booking agency now, and a big publicist, and I'm gonna do this! Follow me, you know? Not only is it, have I lost my identity a bit, but there are a lot more people now that I sense their nervousness. I sense everybody's nervousness on the team. I sense when people have doubts. I sense all of these things that I wouldn't permit into my thinking when I was by myself. I was nothing but an optimist. I was just looking for opportunities everywhere, and I saw everything as an opportunity. And I could make decisions based on gut feelings and on a whim. This is going to happen right now. Let's do this. And exciting adventures would ensue. And now there's a lot of red tape. There are a lot of people decisions have to go through. There's a lot of discussion. I don't know. I don't think so. We should discuss it with so-and-so. Maybe we should get someone to consult on this. And it doesn't feel as magical. Suddenly I have this self-doubt that's risen. And I kept that at bay when I was by myself. And now I have to be conscious that regardless of what other people are feeling, I have to concentrate on what I'm feeling.
There's a flip side to that. The flip side of it is, you, while your team is off being the team,
right,
you get to be the artist.
Right.
And a new focus, and that in and of itself requires a mind shift. Before, you were the artist, but you were also the business person, and you were the public relations person, or you were everybody on your own team.
Yeah.
Now you're just the artist.
Right.
In theory.
Yeah.
And that requires an adjustment, I would imagine.
Yeah. And again, it's harder than you think. I mean, I welcomed it with open arms, and I honestly went through a little slump at first, and I had to work my way out of it. I'm not complaining.
Yeah, no.
It's just surprising.
Different. Yeah, it's just different.
Yeah.
Searching for something to which I can relate. Standing in a long line at the third departure gate. Your first or your last, it's still hurry up and wait. Crossing the ocean ain't no ordinary thing. 5,000 miles on a gigantic missile with wings. 1 minute to take off and the captain bell dings. I've got three decades as Sue and Jim's daughter. It's been 4 years. 4 years I've been singing in the halls. We've shared two anniversaries together. Who's counting, babe? Who's counting the tallies on the wall? Counting anything at all. We try to be right, we try to be good, and we try to be strong. It's never enough, it's always too much, and there's still something wrong. And yet in the meantime, we just keep moving along.
Song you'll find in its original form on the new album called The Big Picture.
our in-studio guest, Kat Edmondson, and the song Who's Counting? Kat, our in-studio guest on the show this week, along with her fine band, Steve Elliott playing the guitar, Laura Scarborough on keyboards, Bob Hart playing the bass, and on drums and glockenspiel, Aaron Thurston. All joining Kat Edmondson, and you will find the big picture on the Masterworks Records label. And you will find us online, acafe.com. That's our website. It's newly designed. Lots of fun things to do there, including visiting our archives. We are archiving all of our shows there on a weekly basis, or our guest portions, I should say. The guest portion, interview, in-studio performances you will find in the archives. And you can listen to the full show on a weekly basis at acafe.com. You can send email through the site. You can join our weekly newsletter there if you'd like. And right now, you can begin registering for the Ann Arbor Folk Festival getaway that we're doing, our fifth annual to the 38th annual Ann Arbor Folk Festival in January. The ARC is a nonprofit venue, by the way, is going into its 50th year in 2015. More things to celebrate throughout the year. From the ARC and Acoustic Cafe. And we will be back in a moment here to wrap things up and tell you about next week.
You've been begging for more variety.
Input noted.
VOA Music Mix.
Next time on Acoustic Cafe, new music from Yousef. We used to call him Cat Stevens. Also a brand new album from Mark Lanigan. And our in-studio guest for the week will be Shovels and Rope. Many thanks to those making the show possible. The 38th Annual Ann Arbor Folk Festival, which is a fundraiser for the nonprofit music venue called The ARC. It is happening on January 30th and 31st. To find out more, visit thearc.org. Also, Capitol Records with a brand new album from Bob Seger. It's called Ride Out. Seger Tour is about to start. If you want to find out more, bobseger.com. And the Leon Speakers, Leon Loft. Find out more about both, leonspeakers.com. We're a copyrighted production of RDR Radio. Writing and production help from Susan Barnes. Ani DeFranco wrote and performed our theme called The Million Dollar Intro, which we've been using for 20 years. And Ed Magnus always answers in the affirmative. Till next time, I'm your host, Rob Reinhart. Have a great week.